love what we're sharing here tonight. And I feel us going into something deeply together. Is that what you feel? Appreciate Bob's words that, yeah, there are those of us who are speaking here tonight even, and yet it's not about who's speaking. It's about what we're doing together. And I do believe we aspire in a service, we who are speaking, to speak for our collective awareness, to speak out of our collective consciousness and speak for a deepening of that consciousness. The creative cycle and the creative process, the creative field in which we live as human beings, has been referred to in sacred scripture as a feast. A feast. The symbol of a feast is used for the way that we ourselves get to be nourished spiritually. And then being nourished, we get to serve others, to allow the energy vortex that we're enjoying personally, that's energizing and nourishing us, to continue to move and flow and then include other people. So that much like having a dinner party to which we invite others, by our very presence, we're inviting others to the feast. To the feast. And it seems to me that my own spiritual path, and perhaps yours too, has led me to know that that feast and all that that image represents is more important to me than the weirdness and the craziness of the world in which I live. And there is so much that is weird about the world in which we live at every level. Weird things in family, community, weird things in our nation, weird things around the world. And I'm using that word weird to avoid using all kinds of other words that we could use, but all kinds of things that could distract us, if you will. They're present. No denying they're present. Forgiveness is an attitude that keeps us from trying to nourish ourselves from all that craziness. And it's not a very good meal. It's present, but it's not nourishing. Without forgiveness, we're trying to nourish ourselves and all that fear and all that H-A-T-E, all of what's happening in the degeneration of culture around us. And what I realize for myself, and maybe you're coming to this too, when I reflect on my life has been about making choices that keep me out of reaction to all that's happening around me for the sake of the feast. For the sake of personally being a powerful creator in my world, someone who's creating regenerative culture. And I believe that each one of us in this room, and every human being actually, has this incredible potential for personal power. And I believe we've been exercising that and finding out about that for ourselves in our life to whatever degree. And as I find myself at this point in my life, what I say to myself is, I don't want to have come this far and not take it all the way. So I want to be all in with that. I want to be all in and see how much impact can I have in my world? How much of a difference can I make in the world at large? And I'm really pretty serious about that. And also in my immediate world, with the people around me, in the culture that I live in, at Sunrise Ranch, in the spheres that I move in. How do I need to be? How unmoved, not in a stoic, rigid, statuesque kind of way, but unmoved in a kind and highly present way. I mentioned that this image of a feast is in sacred scripture. There are all kinds of references to it in the Bible. We think of Holy Communion, Think of the Feast of Cana. Think of Jane's favorite, the prodigal son, who comes back home and there's a feast, right? I think also of what might be the oldest passage in the Bible, which is the 23rd Psalm. There's some passages in the Bible where you're reading along and then you come to this thing that it's totally out of the context of everything else that's there. It just gives you a feeling of you've just tapped into some kind of root vibration in this thing. Of course, it gets covered over by religion and so on, so that the deeper meaning of it is often not felt by people. But the passage I'm referring to is in the 23rd Psalm, and it says something like this, that you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies, as a reference to the feast. Let me say what it doesn't say. It doesn't say, when I go up to a place way far away, high up in a mountain, and go into a cave, there's a feast there, right? There's an implication, I believe, if we take some liberty with that word enemies, there's an implication that in the middle of the regenerative culture or degenerative culture in which we're living, which in so many ways is weird and crazy, you know, at all the layers of it, there's that there. Even at Sunrise Ranch, right? In the middle of all that, there's a table. There's a feast. So there has to be the kind of personal centering that says, I care a whole lot more about the feast than I do about the degenerative culture around me. I'm into the feast. I am totally into the feast. And I know from personal experience, I'm going to pull a Courtney Bowman on you. I not only believe, but I know from my own experience that I end up being a powerful person where I am when I'm enjoying the feast. I've worked in corporate America where I had no position of power or authority. Worked for a large corporation in a department where I was just one of the worker bees. And I totally changed the department. I did. I did just because of the power of who I am and what I expressed there. Now that's for me. I'm not trying to convince you the greatness of me. I'm sharing what I know of myself and what I know of you. Of any human being, that we have this tremendous power. And we can be waiting for position. We can be waiting for permission. We can be waiting for somebody to give us the okay. We're going to be waiting for somebody to bless us, empower us, tell us we can do it, encourage us, give us a pat on the back, waiting for somebody to say they're sorry. There's all kinds of waiting that we can do, all kinds of distraction with the culture around us. There can be all kinds of blame. There can be attributing power to others. We can look around and see all these powerful people. What I believe about myself and about you is that we have this tremendous personal power that we're only beginning to access. We can play so big in our world, in the immediate world and on out. I want to exercise that bigness. I want to find the limits of that. I don't think we're anywhere near the limits of it. There's so many distractions. There's distractions galore on the world scene and on the public scene, the national scene. So many distractions right here. How many distractions did you encounter today? Or at least potential distractions. 100. It's not that we should be ignoring what's coming to us out of our world. It's all important. It's all part of that world. But how do we receive it? Do we receive it in blame with retribution, reaction, fear, resentment? Or do we receive it with grace and kindness? And somewhere in the back of our mind, I think, has to be the thought that while my receiving of what's happening in my world is important, it's really important that the way I receive it doesn't take me out of being who I am and creating what I'm here to create. We're here to create the feast. The feast is an energy vortex. It is the Taurus. And there's something coming back in that Taurus, is there not? Like for all of us, there's something coming back. And we need to receive what's coming back, because if you cut that off, you're cutting off the whole thing, the whole flow. So there's something to come out from us into our world, and there's something to be received that's coming back. But can we receive it with tranquility and deep spiritual centering and remain present and remain the expression of the power of creation that we are, the power of the being that we are? You know, we look back on Yolanda's beautiful statement from 1936, let love radiate without concern for results. Like, don't get distracted by what's coming back. There's a table being prepared in the presence of all the weirdness. And when I'm sitting at that table and I'm taking in that food deeply and I'm serving the feast in my world, then there's something different happening. Then I'm a power. There is something to do together in all that. But before we get to that, let me just say that the together part can be a distraction. Because when it becomes a together thing, immediately I have an excuse if you're not doing it the way I think you should. And then I can give up my power because you did it wrong and I'm mad at you or I'm disappointed in you. Or I give myself the excuse, well, we really can't do it because you didn't act right. So there has to be something in this, I find, all my life and even now, that is extremely personal. And as it could come off as cold, but I think the attitude has to be at the root of things. I don't care what you do. This isn't about you. At the origin of it for me, this is about me claiming my life, eating the feast for myself, being who I'm meant to be in my world, irrespective of what anyone else is doing. That's how it's got to start. And when things get weird, it's all always got to get back to that. That's the place where I go when things get weird, right? So that's the point where I have total choice. I have total choice. I have total authority. And then if I do that and you do that, we're in the Taurus together. We're enjoying the feast together, and we're serving the feast together. And then we can have creative conversations about how all that's going to go. How exciting. How exciting. And when that gets weird, go back to it's for me to do what is mine to do. And in doing that, to be intelligent about how I serve the feast, right? Somebody comes to Sunrise Ranch. We have Retreat Guru now. We ask, are you vegetarian or vegan or lactose intolerant? We don't just serve up any old feast. We pay attention to what's happening in the world around us and serve the feast to the best of our ability that people are going to be able to receive and enjoy and take part in. I suppose we're all in a different place around these things, maybe a different juncture in our life, I don't know. I know for me, this isn't a time in my life where I'm waiting for somebody to serve me the feast. I'm not hoping that somebody comes along that is that person in whatever way. It's a time in my life where I know that I have the feast to offer. And when I offer it, it's rather like when we cook dinner down at my house. When we serve the dinner, well, it's not like I'm just hanging out in the kitchen and I don't get to eat it. I get to enjoy the feast. I think that's how it goes. We serve the feast. We enjoy the feast. We get to take part in it. We even get to share in the feast before it's served to others, having a glass of wine in the kitchen and peeling the carrots or whatever it is. There's something special for those who are putting on the feast, a special enjoyment, special privilege to put on the feast. So I'm not looking for somebody to serve me the feast, but I have the privilege of enjoying it. It's not a life of denial by any means when you are all about serving the feast. And then you get to serve it to others and watch them enjoy it. Even at a level of a physical feast, I love it. I love serving people. I love serving dinner. I love cooking dinner for people. But at a spiritual level, when I see someone who's coming into their healing and coming into their power, who's feeling the energy vortex in themselves, who's downloading a deep love that's just melting and healing their heart, and who's letting it pour out, it's like, does life get any better than that? Is there any greater honor, privilege, joy? It's that. So, I celebrate the supreme privilege we all share in enjoying the feast. And the opportunity that we have, I was going to say because we live at Sunrise Ranch, and that's true in a certain way. But really, 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 wherever we are, I know, I don't just believe, I know that wherever we are in our life, we come to that place where we know how to enjoy the feast and serve the feast. And we just naturally find others who are about the same thing. I believe we're going to have a whole troop of people here this weekend, evolutionary leaders who know something about that and who are in it with us. But then, like I say, we have the privilege of doing it together, finding those here and wherever they are who are about that same thing. And we get to create an energy vortex here that changes the world. How deep, how great could that be? What's the power of that? Let's take it to the max. Thank you.